Evidently, her friends were talking behind her back, reporting to Jen and who knows who else about her church attendance, or lack of it. Our youth pastor was out of town, so youth group was actually canceled, which was completely true. Jenna simply hadn't paid close attention to the happenings at Manda's church. Besides, if she'd really been in the know, Jen would have accused Manda of not showing up for the adult service instead. Manda had no time to argue. Besides, she really wasn't enjoying these conversations with the pompous president of their otherwise way cool club. Jenna could just keep attending her dad's Korean-speaking church and mind her own business. "Look, I've got to run," Manda said quickly. "Isn't it a little early to leave for school?" Jenna quizzed her. "Not school. Not yet." She was tired of the drilling. Since when was she required to inform her friend of every little move she made, the tiniest details of her life? "I'm going to the gym to work out for an hour before school. See ya." Manda hung up without waiting for Jen to say goodbye. She carried the phone into the living room, depositing it with flair onto the coffee table. "Everything okay?" Mom was hovering near the fireplace, an afghan wrapped around her shoulders. "Sure. Fine." Manda pulled on her jacket and filled her backpack with her binder and other school essentials. "Aren't you forgetting something?" Mom asked. "Oops." She reached for the phone and dialed Mr. Greenberg's cell number. When he answered, she said that her mom was going to babysit for Taryn today. "It'll probably be for the next few days," she said, reminding him of the race. "Then things will be back to normal." Whatever normal is, she thought.
"Sure, Manda. I'll drop Taryn off there. Thanks for letting me know," Mr. Greenberg said. "Placing in the Downhill Classic is top priority for you, of course."
She could visualize his warm and encouraging smile. "Thanks for understanding." After she hung up once again, she hurried to the front door. Her hand was on the doorknob when Mom said,
"You'll be glad to know that a furnace repairman is on his way."
"Great."
"I phoned while you were in the shower," Mom added.
"Well, stay close to the fire. I don't want you catching cold." She went and kissed Mom on the cheek. "Better give Uncle Frank a call. He'll give you what for if he finds out there's a problem."
They exchanged knowing smiles, then Manda hurried out the door.
She caught the city bus to AAG, Alpine Aerial Gymnastics, Jenna's turf. All the while, she thought about the upcoming race, hoping...